AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The U.S. military says two American-flagged merchant ships went through the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The waterway has been shut down during the Iran war. Also yesterday, the U.S. military said it fired on Iranian forces and sank six small boats. The U.S. denied Iran's claims that its missiles hit a U.S. Navy ship. The United Arab Emirates Defense Ministry says its air defenses engaged 15 Iranian missiles and four drones. It's the first attack on the UAE by Iran since a fragile ceasefire took hold in early April. An outbreak of the rare hantavirus is suspected on a cruise ship with nearly 150 people on board. The ship is off the coast of Cape Verde in the Atlantic. Three passengers have died, and at least three more people are seriously ill. Dr. Nicole Iovine, chief epidemiologist and an infection disease expert at the University of Florida Health Shands Hospital, describes how people become infected with the virus.
People don't usually have direct contact with the rodents, but from their droppings, their urine, their saliva, that gets picked up during cleaning and they inhale it.
She also says this is not something you'd expect to see on a cruise ship. Police are still searching for the suspects behind a shooting at a party north of Oklahoma City. The shooting broke out Sunday night at a public park near a campground at Arcadia Lake, a popular swimming and boating spot in Edmond. Authorities say at least 23 people were injured. It's unclear how many were actually shot. Asian stocks declined, tracking losses on Wall Street after U.S. stocks retreated from record highs. Oil prices fell back after rising earlier. U.S. futures edged 0.1%. This is AP News. The Trump administration's anti-transgender rights campaign is targeting another historic university.
The U.S. Department of Education has opened an investigation into Smith College, an all-women's institution in Massachusetts, for admitting transgender women. The probe by the department's Office of Civil Rights announced Monday will look at whether the college violated Title IX, a 1972 law forbidding discrimination based on sex in education. The move is the latest by the Trump administration, whose rhetoric has frequently included attacks on trans people to limit transgender rights in the U.S. Smith College, a private liberal arts school founded in 1871, has admitted trans women since 2015. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
Actors Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni have agreed to end their legal feud over the production of their 2024 film, It Ends With Us. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.